It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Farmers Insurance knows that when you're in the car and that song comes on... No, not that one. Ah, yes, that's the one. You have no choice but to pull out your imaginary drumsticks and smash those cymbals and stomp on that kick pedal, which unfortunately is also known as the accelerator pedal. And we covered it. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3. In stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. So it was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home
and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning sign, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Liquid... What?
Which one?
Which one what?
Which one are we doing?
We're doing Super Meat Boy.
Okay. I didn't know we were doing Hitman first. Or...
No, Super Meat Boy. Because it's going to go big title, indie, big title, indie.
Okay.
But before I hit the intro music, I wanted to talk about our hate mail from last week. Because it kind of affected me pretty good. We had a young man who voiced his opinion with several hate words and several curse words to let us know what he thought of the show. He actually went out of his way to find us on Facebook and just slur all insults, which really does not help because I'm already, you know, in the seeds of depression while not having a job. And, you know, that just did not help. So I would like to encourage all of you to send us Facebook messages. It's facebook.com/LQDPOD. And, you know, send me a message. I'm gonna read it on the October 22nd episode. We're going to do a fan episode where I just pretty much read emails. And we just talk about what we've been through here on Liquid. Because I've been through a lot. You know, I feel like I'm constantly slinging up like a Kickstarter. I'm done with that. I'll talk about my new one once when it launches on October 1st, but I'll leave you guys out of that. I don't know. He was very upset that we did not do enough research with certain games. And you have to understand that I'm a human being. And if we're talking about a game that I played 10 years ago, I might not necessarily know every single detail again. Because I'm old. I'm an old man. You know?
Older.
And, you know, he's presumably in high school, just Canadian, which shocked me. shocked me.
That's actually funnier to me now.
That he's Canadian?
Yeah.
Because every time I've been to Canada, it's been a lovely experience. It's like Tennessee. You know, you go to Tennessee, everybody's friendly and nice. And then you go to Canada, everybody's friendly and nice. And you don't want to leave. You don't want to leave Tennessee. You don't want to leave Canada. This gentleman makes me not want to go back to Canada. But, you know, I'll go. I usually go on my birthday, but we'll skip it this year. Just because. Out of some kind of revenge to a country.
Oh, you poor thing.
So... You know,
I just want to say, I thought it was funny.
You thought it was funny?
I actually enjoy people's perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it was,
you know, like I don't
legitimate
care.
Response.
I like our show. I like the way it goes. And as long as one person likes it, I'm okay. 1,000 people can hate it. As long as one person likes
but
it.
But see, now I'm worried that people only listen because they hate it. Like, he listened to, like, 20 episodes. And he literally just... talked bad about every single one, and
you got the trolls, and then
But I mean, I can't let one person affect me so much. I guess, right?
I can't think of something that I absolutely hate that much, and I continue to.
Yeah, but I mean, he hates it so much that he went out of his way to find us on Facebook and leave a very long, detailed, mean message. So all I'm asking is, you go to Facebook. You don't even have to really like the page. It's okay. Just send us a direct message, and. It doesn't really even have to be nice. I'm still going to read it. I'm not going to read his because it was just obscenity after obscenity. But as long as he has something, you know, if he uses our show as a catalyst to control his anger and yell at the speakers in his mother's basement, that's fine. But as far as anybody else, if you have any, you can say negative, positive, I'll still read it. October 22nd, we'll do a special episode to get out those feelings. But until then, we're going to be talking about Super Meat Boy today, so let me get the music going, and we'll be right back.
Liquid Gamer.
It felt good. It felt good to get that off my chest. Because, I mean, if anything, you know, I don't feel like I can really be too personal on the show because we're trying to maintain this whole timeless thing where we talk about games. Sure. But sometimes things come up, and I just had to talk about current events and people who despise me.
Who have ripped your soul.
A little bit. So today we're going to be talking about Super Meat Boy. If you have seen, I'm sure most of you have played it. I don't know if you've watched... Indie Game, the movie, but it was featured pretty heavily on Indie Game, the movie, and I learned a lot. You know, the creators had to, you know, sell their DVD collections and really sacrifice to create something. And I know that personally, just because all my, you know, Kickstarter things, like, they've all been non-profitable.
Right.
I've actually had to sell some comics and to get myself out of the red, so I completely understand where that's coming from. Something you believe in, something you are passionate about, and you're like, hey, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And they did that too. So, you want to just go into the trivia?
Let's go into the trivia.
I have a question. Have you played Super Meat Boy?
I have no interest in playing Super Meat Boy.
Why?
I am a stickler for that type of art style. I do not care for characters that look like that.
But this is the gameplay is your kind of gameplay.
I'm sure it is. But there's just certain things that I look at that I can't stand. Like Ren and Stimpy, Beavis and Butthead. I can't stand that look.
Oh.
And I hate the way that game looks. I know that's really petty. But... sorry.
That's okay.
Maybe some type of remake or some type of, I don't know. But I'm sure it's a marvelous game.
It really is.
It sounds like it.
All right, well, let's, I can't imagine I'm going to do very well in the trivia, just because, like I talked about in the beginning, I did not do a lot of research. So, take that, Canada.
All right. Let's start you out with a true or false question.
True or false? Okay, that's a good,
Number one, according to the game creators, Team Meat, Meat Boy himself is made of a chunk of meat.
True. False. A boy? No, no, he's a boy without skin. It's just a chunk of meat.
He's not. Okay, I guess I should have been specific.
Yeah.
Deer meat.
What?
That he's a chunk of deer meat. But I'll give it to you because you knew that he was a boy without skin.
A boy without skin. Okay. That's right.
All
right.
All right. Number two.
It's almost like I did some research.
Yeah. Actually, you should know this because you kind of spoke on it. But number two, in order to fund the development of the game, this person of teammates sold most of his games, DVDs, and out-of-print sleepaway camp box sets. Who is this person?
Oh, not good with names.
Okay. Edmund McMillan.
Okay. Edmund McMillan. Yeah, the sleepaway camp thing, that story was actually... because he had an unopened sleepaway camp box set.
I'm not even sure what that is, actually.
80s horror. Yeah. Go on.
All right. One out of two.
One out of two. One's all I need to stay above your... that's double your...
that's right, yeah.
Score.
Number three. Which country was the first to get the official retail release of Super Meat Boy? USA, Japan, Russia, or Canada?
So it was like a box version?
Mm-hmm.
Canada?
Russia.
Oh, it was Russia.
Yeah.
I thought that, for some reason, Germany was the country I was waiting for you to say.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is looking pretty good.
What?
How you're failing.
Well, I mean, honestly, I'm so distraught from the...
oh, my goodness. There's always something...
negative energy from that
number
message.
Four. This iconic character was a major inspiration for Super Meat Boy.
Multiple choice?
No.
Mega Man?
Why would it be Mega Man? But that's your answer that you gave.
That is.
It's Mario.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Because he's red?
No, because of the platforming, I guess. I don't know. I guess they were Mario
fans. Like, every level features a different opening inspired by previous games. And one of the ones that stood out was Mega Man 2.
Yes.
Because it reminded me so much of, you know, Mega Man 2, obviously. And I don't know, when I think of a sprite that small on a map that out, I think of Mega Man. So that's the only reason. And when you switch characters throughout the game, it's a lot like switching weapons in Mega Man. Mario does not really have that. He has power-ups. Super Meat Boy doesn't have power-ups. So that's why I went to Mega Man. Just to give everybody... just so everybody knows why I got it wrong. Okay. As opposed to, you need to do your research.
All right. One out of three. Or four. Number five. Across all platforms, how many playable characters are available in Super Meat Boy?
I think I've had six.
19.
See?
Wow.
This is another reason for him to get upset.
Well, trivia is trivia.
Well, not to him. If we get it wrong, we did not do enough research.
Number six, in the PC and Mac versions, what must you type during the character select screen to play as Tofu Boy? Did you get to play as Tofu Boy?
I did.
Okay.
He was my six. pedophile.
Yes. Okay.
Do you want to know why?
I know why.
Oh, okay. PETA did a knockoff of Super Meat Boy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and in response to that, they did a tofu character, since PETA is very anti-meat, obviously. And the character cannot really jump or go fast or do anything.
Right.
By far the worst character in the game.
All right, so you've got two out of six now. Number seven. I'm going to kind of butcher this name. Lemisa Kosugi from La Mulana was supposed to be a playable.
He's going
to
be upset that you
butchered that name.
That you butchered that.
I know.
You didn't do your research.
That's too bad. But the developers declined the request. However, the developers of Cave Story also declined. What is that character's name from Cave Story? Never played Cave Story?
No, what's Cave Story?
Oh, wow. Nanny's going to really be upset.
Ah!
Quote. The character's name's Quote.
What's Cave Story?
Let's see. Well, it's been around since the NES.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's an old classic.
Hmm.
But they've done recent revisions of it. All right.
The title looks... I mean, I can picture the font, I think, but that could be anything.
Hmm. Cave Number eight. Story. PETA released a parody of Super Meat Boy because they thought Meat Boy was comprised of animal meat. True or false?
I'll assume true.
That's true.
Yeah.
You did your research.
No, that was a complete guess.
Number nine.
Take that to Canada.
So you've had three of eight now. Number nine. The game was intended to be a WiiWare title for the Wii system. But due to Nintendo's megabyte limit, it couldn't fit. How many megabytes is Super Meat Boy?
Why couldn't you?
No, I'm sorry. What is the megabyte limit of Nintendo that Super Meat Boy couldn't fit?
Can I get some kind of over under or something?
It's under 100.
No. I know around where it is, but you're not really giving me.
I don't have to give you anything.
Can I get more than one try?
I'll give you two tries.
Will you say high, low?
I'm so favorable. Yeah, I'll do that.
44.
Low.
Lower than 44?
Yes. I'm being super generous with this question.
42?
40.
40? Yes. Are you kidding me? Okay. Even 40.
Fun fact about that.
You make me want to curse like a Canadian.
Like a Canadian. The reason why it couldn't fit is because of Super Meat Boy's
music.
And they refused to cut back.
Yep.
I think that's kind of interesting, but...
Why didn't you ask that?
Because I know you know
stuff
like
point.
That.
Have a point. Go on.
Number 10.
Yeah.
A shadow of this character from the series Portal can be seen in the cutscene of Dr. Fetus being born. Who is this character?
Gladys.
Yes. Do you actually know, like, you've seen you?
Mm-hmm. And I know who Gladys is. I plan on doing a Portal 2 probably for this season.
Okay, Portal sucks, so that works.
What?
Yeah.
Portal sucks.
Yeah.
You're over here talking about Cave Story.
A classic?
To me, Portal is just as classic. Maybe in a different way.
You have to survive at least three generations to be a classic.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the Vita, okay?
And you're going to make me play?
I'm going to make you play. You can comment on the art style throughout, but I think that you would just really get a lot out of this game. One thing to note, it's extremely important to wall jump, okay?
Okay.
That's how you're going to get a lot of your distance. That's how you're going to get a lot of your... That's how you're going to achieve. I'd like to know how many times you die.
Well, I'm a real gamer, so I probably won't die.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What level do you want to play?
I'd like to start with the first one.
Oh, okay. Well, I want you to play... You'll play the first one, and then I want you to play the boss of that world.
Okay.
Because I am curious as to see how you do... Because you're such a good gamer.
That's very Mario-ish right there. That select screen.
I feel like a lot of select screens.
Oh my goodness, I hate this. I hate the way it looks. I hate the meat that's all over the place. I hate it. Just hate it.
Okay, PETA. Not PETA from Hunger Games. PETA from PETA. So, just in case you didn't know, the release date for Super Meat Boy came out in 2010. I remember when it launched on 360 Marketplace. I currently have it for Vita, and I have it on my PlayStation 4. It did finally come out on the Wii U on May 12th of 2016. We mentioned that it wouldn't fit with WiiWare, but we did get finally a Wii U release. Mm-hmm. McMillan did the design and artwork, which we can see that Dante is a huge fan of. They started making the game in 2009, so it's actually been a pretty, a pretty long way. You know, people still play this game.
Yeah.
Actually, the music featured in the game is actually it was available on Rock Band 3.
Really?
Yeah. So it was downloadable content, but As far as the reception of the game, just to give you some scores while he is learning the buttons. Game rankings and Metacritic. So, Xbox 360 got higher reviews than PC. And that's understandable. I mean, it's a very joystick-friendly game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, an average 90 out of 100. 91% on game rankings. The highest score was from OXM, a UK magazine, which gave it a perfect score. Which you don't really see that often in the States unless somebody's paid to do so.
I died once.
You only died once, yeah. But have you got the girl?
The girl?
That's what you're going after. You're going after Bandage Girl. You just had to touch her.
Oh, you mean that's what that thing is at the end?
Yeah, it's Princess Peach, if anything.
I know what that was.
I mean, I guess that would be another nod to Mario. It's about saving the girl.
So easy.
Okay, let me get the boss level. Where you at? Oh, you've progressed.
Yeah.
You've progressed. That's good.
It's kind of got some funky controls to it, but...
Yeah.
A little defying, if you will. But I think I kind of feel the Mega Man influence, though.
For me, I thought it was pretty heavy, but, you know, according to your trivia, it was all about Mario.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do the forest. We're going to do Little Slugger, which is a mech that's going to be chasing you with Dr. Fetus inside.
Do I beat the boss by jumping?
Nope, you're just going to escape.
Oh, okay.
Typical platformer, very akin to Dr. Robotnik chasing you in a Sonic game. You know what I mean?
Almost got me. I did get me. Okay. I died once.
Okay. We'll keep a tally, because it's going to get pretty high, I would assume.
Okay, that was number two.
Okay.
But I'm being arrogant right now, and I'm trying to, like, beat this as fast as possible.
Well, I mean, the speed runs on this game are pretty impressive if you want to go to YouTube.
There we go. Okay. So you have finished this game? No.
No, I have not. I'm sorry. When you make it to Dark World, like a lot of the levels are the same levels, but in just with totally different like aspects. And especially when you get in, there's some levels that you need other characters to really get all the bandages.
Mm-hmm.
It can get...
Okay. So I died three times.
Well, congratulations, you beat him. But when, you know, when you beat this world, I mean, you know, there's quite a lot of worlds.
What reward are you going to give me?
What?
I think I did that pretty impressively.
No, you didn't.
I mean, for just picking up Super Meat Boy?
I mean, it's...
I'll beat the game for you. How's that sound?
No. We don't need that. You don't get any prizes. So what'd you think? What'd you think just doing a quick run?
I give it a 7.
Give it a 7? Yeah. Okay.
Just because it's a quality game. I just hate the way it looks.
So it's really that art style.
Yeah, the characters just like... When I think of iconic characters, I don't care if there's like 10 more Super Meat Boys after this. He's ridiculous looking. I can't put him in my Hall of Fame ever.
Okay.
He'll never get there. He looks too meaty.
Well, that's what he is. He's a boy with no skin. Quite frankly, I mean, you know, this game really made a huge impact on Xbox Live. I remember when I watched Indie Game the Movie, like, you know, they were watching the downloads just bomb, bomb, bomb,
oh,
bomb,
yeah.
bomb. And it was very exciting. As a viewer of the documentary, it was very cool to see them sacrifice so much and then succeed, you know, so high.
Yeah, I definitely respect that.
I mean, if anything, you know, they could be people to look up to, especially in the indie community,
mm-hmm.
Because it does take a little sacrifice.
Right.
As far as, you know, I think it deserves to have its place with... Mega Man over there on the shelf.
Oh, boy.
It hasn't quite been around long enough to make it to that stature.
Yeah.
I do think it's a game that could stand the test of time as far as platformers, because it does have a lot of different elements that older games don't have.
Sure.
I don't know. I think I wish that the art style was more appealing to you. I think that you'd really appreciate it.
I think that's critical in a platformer.
Okay.
Like, when you think of all the platformers that we've played, the stages are very memorable to you. Like, everybody has a favorite stage of every... Just, and not even talking about, like, how you played through it, but just the way, like, it looks like. Everybody remembers what Green Hill Zone looks like.
Hmm.
And the music along with it. I wasn't quite feeling anything that I saw in those.
A little too meaty.
Indie, but I think sometimes, and this I might be kind of going on a tangent now, some of these indie studios are like, hey, I'm indie. I don't have to really try that hard to make pretty backgrounds. Like, I'm indie, so they can look basic. And I just don't think that's true. And I feel like that's a little too basic for me. The character's kind of very basic. I mean, it's funny, I guess. It's comedic, if you will. But, nah, not for me.
Hmm.
Being indie is not an excuse to have lazy backgrounds.
Okay.
And I just think they are. And this is not just attacking them. Like, a lot of indie games are like that. Like, there's this little sprite character, and some are going to be like so 8-bit. Like, oh, people love 8-bit. Yeah, we do, but we like backgrounds that look cool too.
Yeah.
Like Mario, Super Mario Bros. 3 had, as basic as they were, cool looking backgrounds.
Yeah.
That I can visualize and remember. I don't even remember what I just played just now on Super Meat Boy. I just remember seeing some gray blocks everywhere.
Okay.
So.
I think that's a good argument. I think the indie community is definitely stepping up its game, though. I mean, No Man's Sky, you've talked about quite, you know,
yeah,
passionately.
That's full-fledged.
Yeah.
That's full-fledged game right there. But Super Meat Boy, nah.
Well, I love it. I think it deserved an episode. Because it has made quite an impact on, you know, the Xbox Live Arcade and just downloadable games in general. I do own it on 2 platforms. Granted, it was a cross-buy, but it's great for road trips.
Yeah, I can see that. You know what? You saying that is perfect. It's a mobile phone game.
Well, actually, 2014 is when they announced Super Meat Boy Forever. Which is the mobile version of Super Meat Boy. And I agree. I mean, I guess it would... But see, if you look at a lot of indie games, like Angry Birds, for instance,
yeah,
like that was... That's probably one of the biggest. I mean, there's a movie.
Right.
but mobile, you know, phone gaming, especially, is heavy indie market.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Vita gaming is not, you know, that's...
I mean, I know the Vita community, like, they love their indie games, but...
Yeah, it's either JRPG or indie.
Yeah, pretty much. But, it's just, like, indie games should not be synonymous with mobile gaming.
It kind of is, though, now.
I mean, you have indies that make mobile games, but don't give me a platformer on PlayStation and say, well, it's free this month, but otherwise it's normally worth $20. But it's really a game that could be on your phone for $1. That's not, to me, that's not acceptable. But such is the generation we live in right now with gaming. Either $60 or $20 for a $1 game.
It is very, the prices are all over the place.
Yeah.
And especially since you have, you know, in-app purchases, I mean, it kind of feels like sky's the limit.
Yeah, pretty much. But still, give my hats off to Team Meat. Like you said earlier, it's nice that they accomplished their goals and they sacrificed what they, you know, wanted to do to get it done. And, you know, I support that for anybody, any time of the day.
Right.
I'm not sure what they're working on now or if there's anything coming ahead, but...
Well, I mean, they've never released the mobile game that they announced in 2014. I'm assuming that, you know, it's weird with mobile gaming right now because everybody's playing one game, right? Everybody's talking about a future game from that company.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in the air as to what the future holds for Super Meat Boy. I know that, you know, it's still considered TBA for Super Meat Boy Forever. Mugenix is another game that's TBA for Team Meat. The Binding of Isaac is also a TBA for Team Meat. The Legend of Bumbo is also TBA for Team Meat. So they have a lot of TBA, which is fine. It's good to have all these different projects coming up. But I mean, I feel like they should probably give us more meat.
Yeah.
Because right now there's more bones than meat. You know?
I'll give you that.
Well, thank you for being a part of the show.
And thank you for making me play Meat Boy, because it never would have happened.
That's true. It never would have happened. Next episode, we're going to be doing Hitman, focusing on the 2016 title release, but I guarantee Dante does not have trivia for that, because he always gets me. I'm never going to forgive you for the Metal Gear thing.
What did I do in Metal Gear?
Well, no, we specifically said we were only going to do games featuring Solid Snake.
Yeah.
And then you did all these Naked Snake questions.
Yeah, I did.
You know what I mean? And I know that you already have Absolution questions built into the next one. I'm just like, ugh, why do you do this?
I was very generous about it, though.
And then people send us nasty messages and tell us that we don't. The reason I didn't do enough research is because he flips the script.
Well, you know why this is ultimately happening to you? Because you decided to give me a half point.
It's better than a zero? Would you have liked a zero?
But you mocked me and threw it in my face.
What did I get, four or five?
You got four.
Okay, but that is
your evilness
pretty good for this show.
Throughout the episodes is now coming back to you.
No, I was completely nice last season.
You've never been nice.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So we have Hitman next time. You did not play Hitman.
I've not.
Nor, I mean, have you played past Hitman?
Nope.
Hitman?
Hitman, no.
All right. So that'll be the next episode. I'd like to build in No Man's Sky this season because you're so engulfed in it.
So engulfed.
I want to do Portal 2 just because it's a great, hilarious adventure for me.
Hilarious?
Oh, so funny. Mm. So funny. It kind of depends, you know. I'm leaving it open right now as to what we're doing next, but I'm definitely doing Hitman. I know you want me to do No Man's Sky, but
I want you to play it too.
Yeah, but I'm running out of money.
Okay, well, Redbox it or something.
Okay, because the last Kickstarter I made negative a quarter per game, so didn't do too well.
Negative.
You like that drink?
I did.
That's good. Good. I'm glad I could satisfy your thirst.
You did.
So until next time, my name is Ryan.
And I'm Dante Cole.
Good gaming.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds if you cancel balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. 720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos, select styles only.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.